Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, the sad reality is that this administration's not going to do anything, in my view, to protect workers as we're forcing them back into the workplace. And really, it's going to come down to workers protecting themselves and, of course, their unions doing that. And one of the best unions in the country right now, in my view, of keeping their workers safe has been the Amalgamated Transit Unions, the folks who are truly the essential frontline workers who are getting people to work and never missed a day. And that's why I've asked their international president, John Costa, to come talk with us. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for taking the time out to do this.
You know, I look at this, and, you know, one of the things that I've been saying for a while is if you don't have a voice on the job, you've got nothing. And it's playing out right in front of us right now to where you're seeing union companies and non-union companies in completely different outcomes.
No, I appreciate that. I often say that. Just think, if you didn't have a union, who would be making these demands? When this all happened, this pandemic, the agencies didn't know what to do. We had to take the lead on this, and we had to make demands. And as much as I struggled with shutting it down for a while until they got the buses right and the equipment right, I knew it wasn't the right thing to do for the economy and also for the humans that needed the hospitals and the frontline workers to be there for them. So I struggled with this, but yes, if you didn't have a union, who would be making these demands? Who would be standing up and fighting for the working class? And that's what unions were all about. That's why it started. It all started on safety and not dying on a job.
Yeah, you know, I look at this, and, you know, right from the start as this was playing out, I was saying, you know, why aren't we sealing drivers off and buses and rail cars and all of those things to protect them? And not just from the virus, but from, you know, the assaults that have happened in the past and all that stuff. It's just amazing to me that we didn't see it happen fast enough, in my view.
And I appreciate that, too. Yes, I mean, too many of my members have been beaten, have been killed, murdered on buses because we didn't have the workstations correctly done like they have in Europe. The industry has it right in Europe. We fought Larry Hanley, my predecessor, my mentor. He started this campaign about workstations and barriers and shields. And if we had them, I think I'm at 49 today. Two of my members passed away in Chicago last night. 49 of our members have fallen heroes fighting this virus, this enemy that's unseen and don't know where it is and don't know when it's going to go away.
It's just a horrible tragedy that any life is lost. And I don't know if you saw Sherrod Brown yesterday speaking with Steve Mnuchin, asking the very important question, you know, how many lives have to be lost for the Dow to go up, or how many lives are going to be lost for an increase in GDP? Because it seems like we're, as a country, pushing people back into the workforce without having the kind of protections I think that we need.
No, Sherrod's doing a great job. Matter of fact, he called me today. I got to call him back. And he gave his condolences. He heard about the recent loss that we had last night. But yes, the CDC, shameful what they did. They watered down. Now that they're going to do the reopening, they watered down the regulations to give the agencies a break. It's unbelievable that they did this. I'm just totally upset that they watered down. No PPE, no testing, no tracking. You know, where our demands are when they reopen, we want the shields to protect them. We want filterized systems like they're doing in New York with the UV. These are quick fixes that they can do, not only to help save my members, but also the riding public and make them comfortable coming back. If my members aren't comfortable, the drivers are not comfortable, how are the riding public going to feel comfortable? So it's a shame what they did. Our government has failed, unfortunately. You know, in the beginning, we didn't need masks, just to wash your hands, don't touch your face, bullshit. At the end of the day, we did need the mask, and it's obvious when my members are being overexposed. I have 49 that are dead, and not only me, but John Samuelson from the TWU, he's over 100. So it's shameful what the CDC has done and his administration has done with this pandemic.
Yeah, and now we see there's this talk, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this because, look, ultimately, as I said right from the start, if you don't have a union, you don't have a voice, and in a moment of life or death, you want to have that voice. You've got this administration who's pushing people back into the workplace and then talking about immunity for employers for not leaving a creating a safe workplace. I'm curious how you will deal with that.
Listen, I send a letter to every governor in every state, along with Canada and our members in Canada, making demands that we want the barriers, we want filterized systems, and if we don't get them and our members don't feel safe, they're not driving. We're not moving the buses. You know, we're not looking to take a strike. We're not looking to hurt the economy, and we're not looking to hurt our riders. But we want to protect our riders and make sure our demands are met if they're going to reopen, because I don't need to have another 50 members pass away because they got it wrong again.
Excellent point. Because, you know, there's also the, as you know, I know you said strike there. There's a talk of if we can't have safe workplaces, this is the ultimate issue that you strike over, because it's not a matter of just feeding your family and keeping a roof over your head. This is about life and death. This is most certainly a which side are you on issue.
Right. It's a shame you have to make a choice between a paycheck and a sickness. That's what it's down to with a lot of our drivers. And a lot of them are afraid. They're afraid for their lives. I mean, this is only can affect me if I get sick, and I could bring this home and affect my whole family. And we've seen that. We've seen husband and wives in the industry pass away at the same time over this pandemic. So this is no joke. Hardgrove in Detroit passed away. He was a hero. He knew this was wrong. He knew this sickness was serious. And he took that video and he did that video. And I believe if it wasn't for him in that video, I wouldn't be on this show, and we wouldn't be in the national spotlight as transportation workers in America. 9/11, we were there, right? Sandy, we were there. Katrina, we're there. Every kind of disaster, we're there, right? Remember us. And then when we go back to the table, you'll want to take it off, you know, off our contracts and off our backs and off our wages, and might take our benefits away. You know, make up your mind. Are we heroes or are we not? Are we essential? Are we frontline? Or are we not? But you can't have it both ways. You got to have it one way or another. We're asking for hazard pay. You're saying we should have it, but what do you want us to beg for it? You know, look, we just want to go. We signed up for this job. We knew these jobs were essential. We know they're 24/7 jobs. We know we got to work nights. We know we got to work weekends. We took it, but we didn't take it to die. We didn't know we were going to die in these jobs. Not only with the assaults and the homeless on the bus now that, you know, they're riding around no fare. So we have major problems with this reopening, and they have to get it right. The industry has to get it right. And our Congress and our Senate has to be there for us.
Right. So now I know you guys have, in the face of the CDC, you know, basically washing this, the guidelines coming back, the fact that OSHA has, you know, failed to issue any citations whatsoever over the complaints that have come out of COVID. You guys have come with a 10-point plan, a safe reopening, a safe service policy plan. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're asking for PPEs. We're asking passengers must wear masks, testing for all workers, and it should be at the site, not sending them somewhere. Pandemic leave, hazard pay, rear door entry, moving the fare system toward the back, distancing, and also we have to control the overcrowding. We're gonna have to have workers out there or even the police out there to control the overcrowding once this opens up. So those are the demands. Plus, we're asking for the shields to be put around the drivers, and also filterized systems. We need to change the filterized systems and have systems that can absorb this virus and stop it from spreading in the air. What good is having barriers and we're in the front of the bus, the air comes from the back forward, we open the door, we shut it, and right there, we're back with the virus right there. So these are our demands. A lot of the agencies have met it, but unfortunately, we have over 50% that have not met our demands, and now we're talking about reopening. This is wrong.
No, I'm with you. But, you know, this to me is an opportunity. Out of every crisis is an opportunity. And I'm listening to you talk about the 10-point plan. It seems to me like an increase in the capacity is what we absolutely need as well. More buses, more trains running so that you can meet the demand by not shoving people in like sardines.
Right, Rick. What they did in the beginning was they were laying off bus drivers and taking service off the road. And we said, no, you're doing this wrong. First of all, the CARES Act was to keep people working. Secondly, it's not your money to keep in your pocket for a rainy day. It's to use now. So we made our demands that you got to keep more service on the road and you have to keep us working to keep the overcrowding from happening. And they finally started to listen to us and they started doing it. But it was a fight. We had to make demands. A couple of our locals shut down. They wouldn't go to work. Because of safety, and they turned around and they met our demands, and we kept the roads going, and we kept them open, and we kept people going to work. New York made the demands. New Jersey was there. The Governor Murphy finally did some executive orders demanding masks for riders, demanding rear door, stop the fare collecting. So we had some stand-up governors that did the right thing, and we had others that, you know, we had to push and fight and actually threaten that, you know, well, then we're not taking them out.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the fact that right now, as you've said, we're pushing people back into work. I've been saying that if they're going to continue to push for a reopening without proper standards, without proper safety, that there's got to be an option, because we hear a lot of people talk about choice. And I would love to see, be it the Democrats or sane Republicans, come forth with an idea to let people stay on unemployment if they believe that their health is at risk. Give them a true choice, because what's going to happen is once they open up the economy, so to speak, people are going to get kicked off of unemployment and they're going to have no choice but to have to go back to jobs and be forced into bad situations. I think by having the administration offering immunity, I think is a horrible idea, which is why I think there has to be someone on the other side offering a choice.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there was a demand for bus operators before this happened. And if they don't protect us and make this job safe, they're going to go to other jobs. They're going to become truck drivers where they don't have to deal with passengers. They're going to look elsewhere for work. And there is a demand also for drivers all around. Whether or not we have a crisis, there's still a demand and a shortage on drivers.
So last question I've got for you, because, you know, I'm looking at all of these stories of all of these people who, you know, we now are calling frontline heroes, or now are deeming them essential, who just a couple of months ago were disposable. What message do you have for those workers who are now, I think, finally realizing that they are important, that their work is valuable, that their work is important, and that they should be valued? What's your message to them?
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for going to work. I know it's scary. I know they're afraid. I know every time a passenger gets on that bus and coughs, they wonder, do I have 14 days? Am I the next victim? Am I going to be the next brother or sister that passes away over this pandemic? So I just say thank you for representing us, for making us proud, and for standing with your union. Because if we don't stand together, we're not going to succeed, and it'll be a loss for all our brothers and sisters that passed, that the demands we're making now and the fights we're having in different states and different cities, in the long run, is going to pay off for a better workplace for all transit people throughout the world.
Ultimately, it comes down to, again, which side are you on? Are you going to be on the side of those who have a voice and have the ability to save themselves and their families, or the vulnerable and the exploitable? I think we're in that weird kind of spot. But, John, I appreciate the time. I appreciate the work that you're doing and the work that you're doing for your members. I wish you the best, and I wish them the best as well.
Thank you, Rick, and stay safe.
Thank you so much, John Costa. He's the president of the Amalgamated Transit Union, ATU. ATU.org is their website. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. You got any stories that you want to share? rick@thericksmithshow.com. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. This is The Rick Smith Show. We're working people from the top.